بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one whose existence is without a beginning and without a place. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to protect his nation from which he fears for them. Today, inshallah, we shall talk about Al-Fatiha with its interpretation in English, inshallah ta'ala. Now, may Allah ta'ala increase your knowledge that reciting Al-Fatiha is an integral in the prayer. According to Imam Al-Shafi'i, radiyallahu anhu, prayers, salat, has 17 rukuns, 17 integrals. Amongst them is Al-Fatiha, which is the fourth integral. To recite the Fatiha, including the Basmalah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the condition also is to double the letters that have the Shaddah, that must be doubled, in order and succession, without lengthy interruption, and articulating its letters properly, and avoiding the error which breaches the meaning. Example, such as saying an'amtu instead of saying an'amta. It is prohibited to commit an error which does not breach the meaning but does not invalidate the prayer unless done intentionally. So the fourth integral of prayer is reciting Al-Fatiha, which is the opening chapter of the Quran. For the validity of the recitation of the Fatiha, one must recite the Basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, because it is the first verse of the Fatiha. One must take care to properly pronounce the words of the Fatiha, including reciting the verses, in order and in succession without interrupting it with a lengthy interruption between each verse. And it is a very important matter to pay attention to how these letters are pronounced properly. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we shall elaborate on how to recite Al-Fatiha, and insha'Allah we shall explain or interpret the meanings of Al-Fatiha in English.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
So this is the recitation of Al-Minshawi for Surah Al-Fatiha. Now inshallah we shall explain verse by verse what they mean. First of all, the Basmala, saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What is the meaning of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? This statement, this ayah or this verse, it means I start my recitation with the name of Allah. I start my recitation with the name of Allah. And Allah is the Arabic word for God, and it means the one who deserves to be worshipped, the one who has the power to create. So that is Bismillah. I start my recitation with the name of Allah, the one who deserves to be worshipped and has the power to create. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim means the one who is Rahman, the one who is merciful to both Muslims and non-Muslims in this life. And Ar-Rahim means the one who is merciful to Muslims only in the hereafter. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This means praise and thanks to Allah, the Rabb, the Lord, the owner of the worlds, both the angels, the humans, the jinn, and others. We thank Allah and praise Him for the givings He granted without Him being obligated to do so. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen means praise and thanks to Allah, the Rabb, owner of the worlds, the angels, the humans, the jinn, and others, for the givings He granted without Him being obligated to do so. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. It means He is Ar-Rahman, the one who is merciful to both Muslims and non-Muslims in this life, and Ar-Rahim, the one who is merciful to Muslims only in the hereafter. Maliki Yawm al-Din. He is the owner of the Day of Judgment. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Verse number 5. To you, Allah, we dedicate the worship, the ultimate subjugation. And from you, Allah, we seek the help. This is the meaning of verse number 5. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. Keep us guided firmly on the straight path, the path of Islam, which is the religion of all the prophets, the religion of Adam, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. They were all guided to this religion. They all worshipped God alone. They all worshipped Allah. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Keep us guided firmly to the straight path of Islam. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Verse number 7. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم means which is the path of those upon whom you bestowed guidance by Islam, the prophets and the pious Muslims and others, and not the path of those whom you willed to punish, or the path of those who went astray. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. Not the path of those whom you willed to punish. ولا الضالين. And not the path of those who went misguided and astray. This is the meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge, to protect us, to enable us to recite Al-Quran night and day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us guided on the true path, to be merciful on us. And we ask Allah to endow upon us the ability to thank Allah for the givings He granted without Him being obligated to do so. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner of the Day of Judgment, and we ask Allah to keep us guided firmly on the straight path of Islam, and we ask Allah ta'ala to keep us steadfast to the path of those whom Allah granted them the guidance by being pious Muslims, such as the prophets and the pious Muslims, and to protect us and guide us and keep us away from those whom He will punish and from those who went astray. Allahumma ameen. Wa subhana rabbika rabbul izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And Allah knows best.